yo! Welcome back to another episode of the Yo 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 podcast with Martin and Hooter.
What's up, everybody? Thank you for tuning in. And how you doing, Hooter?
What is up?
Oh, dude, you know, just having a little coffee bean crack coffee.
Yeah, thank you for bringing me that.
I should have gotten some goddamn cornflakes with cocaine on them. To get myself woke up today.
Somebody sent me that.
Somebody sent me that yesterday.
And I didn't know if it was real or not.
Mm-hmm. It is real. Instead of sugar, they put cocaine. You know.
And of course it was in Pittsburgh, huh?
Was it Pittsburgh? I thought it was in Ohio somewhere.
Oh, I could just be saying shit.
I think you're just making shit up, dude. I think it was in somewhere in Ohio. I'm 99% sure it was in Ohio somewhere.
I rewatched Goodfellas the other day.
Uh-huh.
And my Pittsburgh connect was going to give me the big haul that we all needed. And so I'm stuck on cocaine in Pittsburgh.
Well, there you go. And to be fair.
Yeah.
You know, if you're going to smuggle cocaine, you got to think of creative ways. You can't just put it in the car anymore. You know what I mean?
No, you can't just
put it in the tires. You can't just do it into this and that. You got to fucking figure out a clever way. And why not sprinkle it on the cereal? My question is, how do you get it off the cereal, you know?
Good question.
Is it stuck on there forever? And then what do you do with that cereal? Do you sell, or do you just fucking, hey man, here's some Cocoa Puffs.
Here's some Coke cut with cereal.
Yeah, you know?
When will they stop cutting this shit?
I remember this shit used to be pure. Yeah. Now I gotta chop off cornflakes. Jesus Christ. Can we bring back the 80s?
Imagine the asshole right there trying to chop off fucking cornflakes, bro.
Imagine the asshole right now going to buy cornflakes thinking maybe this one has Coke. I mean, you got to figure, dude, you know, what are they going to do? To stuff it in the aguacates?
I know that
was one way that they were smuggling in stuff. People put it in their hair, you know. They do these peinados, you know, these like giant boof, like the poofy hair.
Yeah.
Like a beehive. Mm-hmm. And then they would stuff it with cocaine in there and shit. They stuff it in babies, you know, they kill
the
babies
OG
and stuff
way.
Them up, you know.
Up your ass, dude.
The keister.
You know.
So, fucking props to them for thinking, hey, man, let's put it in the Mysoto.
Yeah, dude.
But I needed a little bit of a pick-me-up today. went for a walk-y-walk on the beach yesterday. Mm-hmm. It was so nice yesterday.
It was a nice ass day yesterday,
bro.
Dude.
It was so nice. Walk down the and that this is the most crowded I've seen the beach in a long since. I mean, I don't know, you know, since last summer maybe, I guess, but it's just fucking everything was back to normal, and I'd say the mask situation. Because I went out to Venice, mm-hmm. and the mask situation, I'm going to say, was about 50-50, dude.
Oh.
People are just out there raw dogging, you know.
Wow.
Maybe they got vaccinated.
True that. True that.
Which, by the way, I'm ready to get the vaccine, Hooter.
They should make a mask bikini, dude.
A maskini?
Yeah. Like, chicks should be wearing mask bikini. Like, it looks like a mask, but really... It's a bikini.
Okay.
I feel that would look pretty hot, dude.
I don't understand.
So, you know your mask?
Yeah.
The blue disposable mask?
Yeah.
So imagine that as a bikini. Like if they set it up to where it was a bikini, like the one that covers your mouth covers...
One tit, and then one mask covers the other tit.
And then covers the whole, you know? And then... You got the strings like you're going to put over your ears, but it's really over their hips. I don't know. I think it's hot. They have it already? Oh.
Today is official Margarita Day, Hooter.
Uh-oh.
Mm-hmm. Margarita Monday.
You know what that means.
Have more coffee. I don't know.
Time for rock salt.
I don't know if our friends at Applebee's, I don't know what the fuck they're doing for Margarita.
Dude, they haven't been at it again in a long time, I feel. cocksuckers.
Yeah, they're selling fried chicken out the back door during the pandemic, dude.
Poor bastards,
like,
dude.
Like everybody else is all, you know, figuring out how to survive the shit. But no, dude, I was at the beach, and that's what I was going to say. And the sun felt good, and it felt good to feel kind of shit to look kind of normal again, even though shit's not normal again.
Right.
It felt good. And I just started thinking about, you know, the poor fuckers in Texas who are still without heat. Dude, there's people out there starting fires. Did you see this family that got burned because they were trying to keep warm? They started a fire. The whole fucking place burned down. And they all died. Yeah, dude. Pipes are bursting. And fucking your boy Ted Cruz took off to Cancun.
Your boy Ted Cruz dipped out. Duffel said, what is it? Day two without power? See ya. See ya, suckers.
I got points, dude. Yeah. Let's cash in these American Airlines
points.
What
kind of... Dude, if you're trying to get away like that, how the fuck do you get on a regular plane, dude?
Bro, he surely could have gotten on... He knows somebody that owns a private plane.
I mean, bro, come on. There's no way...
Right.
You can just dip out like that.
No, dude.
See ya.
And I think...
warmer weather.
I'm not a Ted Cruz fan, per se.
Uh-huh.
But the people... I mean, look. The liberals just pounced on him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they just went... hard. Like, you know, if somebody on the right fucks up, the left goes hard on them. Yeah. If somebody on the left fucks up, the right goes hard on them. I mean, the right fucks up, the left goes hard. It's tit for tat, right?
For sure.
But the way all these, like, all of a sudden, I'm looking at my timeline, and all these fucks are all of a sudden political fucking, what's the word? What do you call them?
Aficionados.
You know, and I'm like... Shut the fuck up.
They think they're like our homie from fucking CNN, Nick Valencia, bro. They think they're a correspondent and shit. Like, hey, man, just unless you work...
Pipe down.
...for a news station...
Yoshiro say shut the fuck up.
Dude, so I told Pillow about Yoshiro, bro.
About Yoshiro, boy Yoshiro.
My boy, who, let's be honest, was really onto some, right? And every once in a while, I'll be like... Where's Yoshiro? Yeah, like when she's just rambling my ear off and shit. Like at nighttime when it's time to go sleepy time, or like if I'm trying to watch something and she's just fucking, hey, what do you think we're going to have dinner on Thursday and it's Monday night? I'm like, hey, where's Yoshiro? And she, like the first few times she giggled, ha ha ha. But now.
Oh, familia.
Yeah. Oh. Oh, familia. It's not a happy familia at the fucking Moreno house, dude. But it's funny because now she'll say it before I say it. So now that's the game.
She says it to herself or to you?
Yeah. No, to herself. She'll be like,
show Yoshiro herself.
Yeah, show Yoshiro herself. So, like I said, Yoshiro was really onto something, guys. We got him out of the fucking meetings, but that's who we needed the most at those meetings.
And then
America,
I guess
needs to adopt them.
The politician, I don't know what something else happened in Japan where I'm like, what the, these dudes just doubled down. There's some politician who's like, yeah, we could bring the women in, but just as observers, they can't really talk or some shit. And I'm like, man, these fucks, but you know, like I said, to be fair, these dudes are in their 70s and 80s. They grew up with like a whole different, you know, dude, set of norms.
They used to smack their mom if dinner wasn't ready by 4, bro. You know what I mean? Like, that's just the time. Not to say it was right or wrong. No. That was just...
No, it was wrong. Definitely wrong.
You know, not saying if it's right or wrong. You know, it could be right. Hey, sometimes your mom needs a good slap. No, it's wrong.
Hey, man.
I like my dinner at 4. I don't know about you, but...
All right, the early bird dinner.
So
like my
funny,
first
bro.
Dinner at 4, my second one at 7. I have 2 dinners.
Hysterical. Not saying if it's right or wrong.
Oh, my God.
Mom's getting smacked up. Dude, hey, well, they're getting real cocky lately, dude.
Yoshiro say.
You know what? When I see a post that I don't like, or like if they're just going on the topic way too much, I'm just going to put a picture of Yoshiro and let them figure it out.
Figure it out. So anyway, Yoshiro says, shut the fuck up on Ted Cruz, people. Like, you know, I'm sorry, but no, like, look, I guess he's elected to fucking serve these people, right? And then did you see he blamed his daughters? He's like, well, you know, we're sitting in the cold and my daughter says, Dad, we've had this vacation plan to go to Cancun. Like, so he put it on the kids.
Why?
So, I know, bro. And so then, you know, he's just trying, I'm just trying to be a good parent. And I bowed to the peer pressure, blah, blah, blah. And people are like, oh, so Ted Cruz agrees that crossing the border for your children's sake is a good thing.
Hysterical.
Bro, I'm telling you, people just started going, like, picking it up and going with it, right? Somebody hired, these people started a GoFundMe and they said, oh, Ted Cruz had to cut his Mexican vacation short in order to come help the people of Texas. So, you know, it's so horrible that he didn't get to listen to the mariachi music and have the Mexican experience. These motherfuckers hired a mariachi to show up at his pad and play with the trumpets and all that shit.
Player hits shit.
In front of his house to troll him, obviously.
Obviously, that's some player shit, though.
Right? Like, hey, Ted, you know, we're sorry you had to cut your, you know, you cared too much about the people in Texas, so you had to cut your...
Here's the mariachi show you missed out on.
Correct.
Hysterical.
And here's some, you know, chicks in bikinis, maskinis.
Yeah.
For your enjoyment, Ted.
Freezing and, their tits off for you, Ted.
Yeah, Ted. So yeah, there was a mariachi fucking cranking out fucking greatest hits in front of his pad yesterday.
What an asshole trying to put it on his kids. I hate that type of shit, dude. Just fucking say it. Just say it.
Right.
I want to go where it's warm. Fish tanks were frozen in Texas.
Dude.
You know what I mean?
Bro.
Like, who would want to stay there?
Not me.
Like, I wish he could just say that. You know?
Like, hey, you fucks. If you had the ability to leave, you'd leave too, right?
Yeah.
Hey.
Hey.
Don't blame me for having points on my fucking American
Airlines. Hey, cold fucks. Don't you want to be in a warmer place too? Then go suck my dick. Meet me in Mexico and suck my warm dick, bro.
Don't you wish your state had the sun like me? yeah, dude. But anyway, I mean, like, I guess when you are... Like, okay, like, if you're a baller and you live in Texas, you're jumping on a private plane and exactly. Getting the fuck out, yeah. Right? I get it. But if you were elected to represent these fucks,
I gotta suffer because I'm fucking elected. Yeah, I got elected.
Yeah, you kind of do. You gotta fucking step up and be the guy that, like, so then.
Like, even the Titanic ship dude should have fucking bailed, right? He shouldn't have sunk with the ship.
Look, dude, at the end of the day, in order to repair his image on his Twitter, he posted pictures of himself giving people water, like bottled, and then he put hashtag Texas Strong.
No.
I swear to God, you can't make it up. And which is like somebody in his camp probably said, hey, monkey.
It's time to start doing
go out
some...
there and pretend to care.
Yeah.
Here, go hand out bottles of water to these thirsty fucks that have no water and then take a picture. And put it on
Kiss
Twitter.
Kiss babies and give away blankets, bro.
Yeah. Go give away blankets, give away water. So he started giving away water. And then he took pictures of him and then posted them.
While handing them out?
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. And
my favorite picture.
And
when somebody goes live to go donate shit is my favorite thing.
Here's...
Fucking guys, dude.
You know, there's a lot of homeless people. I think I'm going to take them water. And then I'm going to take a picture of it.
Hey,
so that you all
you
could
water.
See.
Tell
hey.
These 100 people watching that you need water, bro. And I brought you the water.
Who's your water guy? Who's your water hero?
Dude, I hate people like that, bro. Christmas. Look at all these poor kids that can't get gifts this year. But guess what? I brought them for you guys. So.
I got them socks. Hey, kids, show the socks I brought you from Ross.
God, I hate those people. Hashtag humble, though.
Hashtag humble. And look, at least they're doing something.
Yeah, dude, but
you know,
still with the fucking camera on.
Yeah. We were at Royal Palms a while back, and it was cold. It was starting to get chilly.
Mm-hmm.
What?
And what person did you save?
Well, there was this lady walking around barefoot. Mm. And
hey, man, is it me? Or is there a lot of barefoot motherfuckers out there? A
lot of barefoot motherfuckers out there. And we had a pair of shoes in the trunk.
New Balance wides.
Dad shoes.
Hey, here, lady. You could get three other fucking barefoot motherfuckers in the shoes. Here you go.
We had these pair of tennis shoes that we're gonna donate or some shit. You know how when you go drop shit off. Mm-hmm. And Cheeky got over there. She had her crutches. And she walked. She hobbled over there with her crutches.
Wait a minute. You made Cheeky go to deliver the shoes while she's on crutches?
She wanted to. Bro. I don't know why. All right.
Hilarious.
You know? She did it all. I felt like I said, hey, Cheeky, take the shoes over there to the lady over there. No.
It sounds like it.
No. She
hey, Cheeky, look at that lady's barefoot over there. Oh, how sad. What do you mean how sad? We have shoes in the trunk. Go get rid of those shoes.
What shoes?
You remember the shoes that I needed for the sand, but then they didn't work. I took them to the trunk.
I don't talk
and I told
like
you a long
that.
Time ago to okay. take it, but you never First took it. Ahí están in the trunk. Oh, yeah, bien a gusto. But look, she's right there
the
barefoot.
Tire warm.
Yeah. They keep it. Yeah. Oh, hysterical, dude.
Oh. Fuck. No, I don't know. She just got, you know, inspired, and she had the crutches like San Lazaro, and then she went over there.
A dog appeared.
A dog appeared. There was a little stray right there. Woof woof. And then she put the shoes right there with a pair of socks. We had a pair of clean socks in the back.
What'd the lady say? Did she flip you guys off?
No. She just. I think she was gonna wake up and see them. She said, "Thank you."
Oh, she was asleep. Oh, well, dude. Uh huh. Wild.
Yeah, so no, but like, you know, I should have filmed it and gone live
and said humble
look and then put hashtag, you know, just rescuing bare feet. She had a bottle of wine right next to
dude,
her,
dude, and ready for
barefoot,
this
barefoot wine
saving souls.
What about it?
That's what we name our movement.
Saving souls. Why saving soul? What souls?
The soul of people's feet.
Souls!
Hello.
Oh, my. S-O-L-E.
Yeah, S-O-L-E.
Oh, my God.
Saving souls,
oh
dude.
Oh, my God. And we have one soul member.
Saving
play,
souls, dude.
And we play Soulja Boy. And we go do things during the solstice.
What else? Dude, I'm good for like one pun. And then after that, my dad's just avalanches with the rest. Dude.
Uh-huh.
Saving souls, bro.
Saving souls. One foot at a time.
And we roll up like if we're going to talk about the Bible. And so they get all scared at them. We're like, no. We're here to save your souls. Then they say, what the fuck is this guy talking about? And then you bring out the shoes
and socks.
And they're way more on board. They're like,
do
oh,
you
fuck.
Know where your souls are going to spend yeah. eternity?
And they're like, fuck, I thought you were going to talk to me about Jesus. Thank God you're giving me shoes. Dude, I already have the commercial written.
Yeah, it's great. I think it's fantastic. Saving souls.
Dude.
Souls.
With Martin and Hooter. Hashtag humble. Dude, they're humble.
Who put that?
Me.
Oh, okay. Hashtag humble.
Hysterical, dude.
Oh my God, that's awesome. But yeah. Fuck, how did we get here?
You know what's crazy, dude?
Ted Cruz?
No, we're talking about the you saved that beautiful souls.
Yeah.
But mm-hmm. dude. Well, I was at the barbershop the other day, and these fools told me to get a ring, right? You know, the little camera that you put in your front door?
Uh-huh.
And I was like, dude, I live in a cul-de-sac. Like, ain't shit popping off. And they're like, no, dude, we thought shit wasn't popping off on our block, but you see things. And I'm like, yeah, but you guys live on a busy street. These fools said, there's people, you know how Asians leave their shoes outside? Go. Hey, man. Asians be leaving their shoes outside.
See or no? Say. Take off shoe. Why does he have to talk like that? But I do picture Yoshiro talking like that. Take off shoe.
Do you think he says more words than he has to? He doesn't want to listen to bitches talk. You think more words he wants to come out of his mouth? No fucking
shoe
way.
Off.
Shoe off.
No shoe.
So funny.
Okay.
And so these homes are getting robbed for their shoes that are outside, bro. And so
what?
Yeah, dude. And so Asians are starting to put those souls. The souls need souls. And yeah, Asians in Carson have been putting their shoes away.
What?
Yeah, bro.
And you're gonna stand in solidarity with them?
That one was good.
That was the last one.
And that was good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Way to end it with a banger.
Oh, man. So now you're going to go get a ring?
Nah.
You don't want to know.
I don't want to know, dude.
You want to see people coming to the cul-de-sac and just taking a little peeky peek?
A little peeky peek.
I think that if you're going to do something, you're not going to go to the end of a cul-de-sac. There's so many more houses before the end that you could get to that you can access the main street faster. I think, I feel.
Yeah.
It's like if you go to an apartment building, you're not going to go rob the top floor.
Yeah.
You know,
in the corner where there's no out.
Yeah. No, you're going to stick to the quick acts. I mean, I'm not a robber, but if I was a robber.
If I were to be a robber game planner.
Yeah. Yeah. I'd be like, okay, we're going straight to the top, guys. We're going to hit the penthouse because that's where it's fucking popping off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
no.
Yeah, dude, hide your shoes, y'all. Or give them away.
So, yeah, this cocksucker started handing out water and taking pictures and posting it on Twitter. Texas Strong.
Texas Strong. That's so funny, dude.
Texas Strong?
Yeah.
Why is that funny?
Like.
Funny how?
Yeah. I amuse you. I'm a clown. Funny how. Like the fact that he was gone and now he's back. And
water.
Just doing the most things.
To be like, hey, man, I care. Look at me caring.
Yeah.
This is me caring.
And then I did put somebody
Texas
had
strong,
to tell
guys.
Him, yes.
Hey, monkey.
You better hashtag Texas Strong. Or what's this post missing? Oh, dude. Put fucking hashtag Texas Strong.
Put Texas. Texas Strong?
Yeah.
Yes, Texas Strong. Oh, Texas Cold? No. That's not good. Texas Thirsty. No.
Burr.
Brr, bro. And we're not making fun, dude. It's shitty what's going on. We're fucking talking. We're shitting on Ted Cruz.
Yeah.
Just like everybody else.
Let it be known.
You know, let it. Yeah. We much love to the Texans that are affected by this whole goddamn disaster.
It's a fucking disaster.
It is, bro.
I see a lot of pipes bursting. Yeah. A lot of fish tanks frozen. I mean, dude, they got no running water, clean water.
But at least Ted Cruz is handing out the Sony.
Yeah. Ted Cruz cares.
He's making them strong. And I guess AOC, the angry young congresswoman.
Yeah.
And Beto.
She's too much for me, dude.
Beto O'Rourke.
Uh-huh.
They raised, I don't know how many millions for Texas.
Oh.
Yeah, and they're not even, you know, Beto lost the election, you know, and she's in New York, right?
Right,
the Bronx somewhere.
Right,
but they,
right.
So people were saying that they were doing more for Texas than Cruz was, right?
Did they not see his tweet or something?
I guess not, right? You know.
It's SMH. Like,
and so, and people were saying, well, they're assholes. They're only doing that to make Ted Cruz look bad.
Hysterical.
Which is like, you know, can you just accept the goddamn help?
That is so funny. People are so crazy.
That's what
dude.
I'm saying. It's like, it's ridiculous.
Yoshiro
bro.
Say.
Shut the fuck up, everybody. So they were saying they're doing this to make Ted Cruz look bad. So then, of course, people said, well, you know, Ted Cruz doesn't need any help making himself look bad. He does a good job. I'll buy him. I'm telling you, the back and forths are just incredible.
Incredible.
Bananas, Hooter. What do you got going on?
Dude, yesterday I smoked all day all morning.
Wait.
All afternoon.
Like
my smoker.
Your smoker. You didn't. Okay, I thought this motherfucker got high all day,
dude.
So you're like he's on.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Bro, I had pork butt and a rack of ribs, right? All day from 12 to 8 at night. Smoking.
8 hours.
Mm-hmm.
You made a rack of ribs and a pork butt, and it took you 8 hours. It's a long time, dude. What you eat in between?
Little snacky snacks. The ribs, awesome. The pork butt,
not so much. Ruined it. Why?
Don't know.
Did you read the instructions? Or did you say, fuck it, I'm going to do my own way?
Fucking so dad, bro.
Did you consult an expert? Did you Google?
Dude.
No le googleaste.
Dude, I thought I had it.
Uh-huh.
It looked awesome.
What was it? What? I mean, was it overcooked? Was it too hard? Was it too salty? Was it not salty enough?
It didn't fall apart.
Oh.
It was very rubbery, very chewy.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know. Don't know what happened.
But the ribs were great.
The ribs were fantastic. So, dude.
What kind of ribs?
Baby back. Extremely impressive, dude.
Really?
The meat pulled back from the bone. You could grab the bone without touching meat and start eating.
Oh my God.
I mean, dude, I might just be a rib guy because.
Oh, yeah.
I was sad as fuck, though.
Uh huh.
And today.
Cry me a ribber.
And today, bro, my back is sore.
Oh, yeah?
Dude. Your
baby back?
My baby back is sore as fuck.
Your bones pulled back.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, my back is fucking sore, dude.
Were you standing over the goddamn thing the whole time or what?
No, but I was adding a lot of
fuel to the fucking fire
for 8 hours, dude. I mean, what am I, a fucking dude who works on the train needing to feed the fucking
caboose
so that I could keep going?
Come on, wow, man. Dude,
dad jokes galore, isn't it though? Isn't it? It's the dad joke episode, bro.
It's always the dad joke episode, dude. Happy birthday to my older sister. She had her birthday this weekend.
Oh, boom, boom, boom,
boom! Just saying, happy birthday to my older sister. The new tia's birthday.
Oh, new tia, B-day in the house. My dad has an older sister.
I'm not the oldest no more.
Happy birthday to you.
Yeah, happy birthday to the new tia. So just a quick shout out, you know.
All right,
NBD. HBD.
NBD, HBD. Yeah, no. Yeah, dude, shout out to the new tia. She, you know, I didn't want to.
Here you go.
I'm not. You gotta know when to hold up. Know when to fold up.
Well, you're adding no more fire.
Know when to walk away. Know
when to run.
Dude.
Yeah.
So hilarious.
Uh-huh.
Usually it's you. Every day I feel like I'm turning into my dad.
Yeah.
Why are you laughing, bro? You're nervous, huh?
You know. We'll call like that.
Hysterical.
What were you going to say?
Look. And I'm not trying to push it on blast, you know. You know me, dude. I'm the last blaster. But shout out to the Nuthia, dude. She is a very nice and sweet person. Uh-huh. And you know, like when it first came out, like, oh shit, there's a Nuthia. I was a little like not worried, I guess, but just, you know, you get thrown back a little. But every time I've hung out with her, every time I've seen her, she's been extremely sweet, extremely nice to me, my kids, my pillow, and, you know, it...
Dude, that sounds like you're starting a pillow company, mypillow.com.
My pillow. And yeah, dude, it's pretty cool to find a Nuthia when you're 30. And have it go well, you know?
Yeah. It's, you know.
Like, I'm super happy with the Nuthia. Like, it hasn't been weird. It hasn't been awkward. For me, I mean, maybe for her, she's probably like, what? Can somebody leash these kids up? You know? Uh-huh. But she's very sweet to my kids and very sweet to me and everybody else. She's just a very kind and sweet person, and I'm happy.
Yeah, no, you know, for those of you who don't know, who haven't listened in the past, or, you know, maybe this is the first episode you're tuning into, about close to a year ago, you know, we got in contact with my older sister, and and it's been a lot of discovery since then.
The origin story of the Nuthia, bro.
Yeah, dude. And so, but anyway, like I don't, like I said, I don't want to put in a lot of. And she has a very private life.
Yeah, I was trying to.
Yeah.
Walk that.
That
very thin line.
Yeah. So don't want to put too much on blast, you know. And look, those are things that, like, for me, you know, I'll sit here and talk all day about fucking all kinds of random shit. But when people aren't used to that, you don't want to put their stuff on blast, you know. So happy birthday to my older sister.
Nice. We don't want to push it on blast, but her birthday would just passed.
So that was good. It was the first, you know, birthday that we got to chill with her ever. So that's kind of like, whoa, you know.
Don't want to push it on blast, but here's more shit.
I just met her. It's not like we had birthdays. We used to see her before for birthdays, but that was it. Other than that, not a lot of contact.
That wasn't a lot of putting shit on blast, right? To say not she's sweet and nice.
No, you know what I was thinking though. Changing the subject completely. That last year, people graduated from high school. Mm-hmm. And it was distant, you know. They were doing all these drive-through things, and
oh yeah,
and they were getting their
diplomas. That's how you got your diploma.
The drive-through and blah 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 and yada yada. But then I started thinking, like, holy shit, people started middle school this year. People started high school this year.
Yeah.
People started school, and their first day was distance learning. Mm-hmm. Your first day of high school is such a big thing. Like, you know, because graduation is big as well. Not everybody has a graduation, but everybody has a first day. There's more people that have a first day than have a graduation, and that got taken away. There's a lot of shit that got taken away, you know, from people. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it might sound trivial, but when you're that young, your whole world is your you know, what's right in front of you, and so it's devastating, I think. And bro, there's a lot of depressed motherfuckers because of that shit, like super lots. Depressed and
lots.
Yeah, so you know, this the Ash Wednesday was last Wednesday, also distance ashes. People were getting baggied. You know,
they're getting 2 grams of ashes, bro. For their grandparents.
Ashes on the cornflakes. you were going and you were picking up your ashes to go, which is like, you know, that's crazy talk.
That's
Yeah, dude. At that point, do I need to go get ashes that bad?
I don't know. Yeah, right?
I don't know, man. I mean, I'm not trying to shit on the Catholics. Mm-hmm. Catholics. Mm-hmm. What are they called? But they were pulling up and getting their little baggies to go, dude. Did you see that shit?
Yeah, to go put them on Nana, bro. I mean,
Nana. Hey, bring some for your Nana.
Yeah.
Bring some for Tia, too. Could you imagine you go, and then the priest is, and you're like, yeah, I need six more baggies. Wait, how many? Six more. Bro? What the fuck, bro? You selling these?
And there
what?
He is weighing them out for you?
Yeah.
Hysterical.
Just slanging ashes.
Hey, yo, Padre. Need 5 more baggies.
So, you know, TikTok, I'm not on there.
You're not on the TikToks?
I'm not on the TikToks. Oh. But the Cheekies is on the TikToks.
Oh, dude, and Cheeky be TikToking, bro.
Oh, yeah. TikTok towing. TikTok Cheeky. Welcome to Cheeky Talk. Anyway, the other day she comes up with this, you know, bit of news. And she saw this... the history of fake eyelashes, and they were invented by a prostitute, and she did them in order to protect her eyes from cum, and the original name for them were cumbrellas.
No.
And I learned this on TikTok, she says. And I'm like, that's the history of these fucking things? They're cumbrellas?
Wait. Yeah. And this little story?
Uh-huh.
Was on TikTok?
It was part one, part two, part three. I don't know. It was a documentary. It was a cum,
hysterical.
A cumumentary, you know. So I'm like, cumbrellas? Like, what the fuck? That's awesome. Like, if that's the history of eyelashes, and this prostitute was getting cum in her eyes, you know, and she's like, you know, what are we going to call these? What are these things on here? And then she said, hey, it's a cumbrella. And so they were cumbrellas. And of course, then I go Google. And I'm like, Cheeky, this is fake news, Cheeky. You got on the TikTok, you know?
I was just about to say.
Uh-huh.
And not knocking
Cheek, not prostitutes. Knocking the TikTok or the prostitutes?
The prostitutes.
Okay.
But I feel prostitutes have a really busy day.
To be inventing
shit is kind of a reach. Okay. I would
well, here's
assume.
The thing. They have a busy day, but if they're trying to make their job easier, and how Fair. Long is it going to take to goddamn clean the cum out of your eyes versus if you can protect yourself from getting it in there, it does kind of make sense. And I started thinking that would be a great documentary, like if it's true. And just, you know, like how people reenact shit, you know?
I mean, like, just the amount of prototypes that would have to be involved, you know, to really get this shit. I mean, does these prostitutes have a patent pending? You know what I mean? Like, dude, yeah. I feel like I'm on Shark Tank. Imagine a prostitute on Shark Tank trying to sell
cumbrellas. Listen,
fucking Mark Cuban. Well, do you have a patent pending?
Yes, I have a patent pending. Have you done test trials?
Sales up to this point are how much?
Okay, and who's the chick that's on there? I could get these at Bed Bath and Beyond. Bath and Beyond across the country, because that's a prostitute shop.
Fucking Lori. Lori.
Okay. I believe in this, yes. And I have a marketing plan. We could get these cumbrellas at Bed Bath and Beyond for sure. For sure.
Nationwide.
Oh, yeah, but I want 50%.
Dude.
I'd buy stock in cumbrellas.
Are you crazy? If Lori buys it, I'm fucking all in on cumbrellas.
Cumbrellas to the moon.
It's the Doge Dog with big ass fucking eyelashes, bro. We don't even need rocket ships. We'll blink and fly to the fucking moon.
Like Bewitched. What if we become?
Yeah, don't come on them yet, because then they'll be heavy. We will never get to the moon. Fucking
oh, God damn.
Dude, all the prostitutes with fucking cumbrella eyelashes on the moon, gravity, they'll have their eyes closed the whole time.
With a hint of sparkles.
Open your eyes. I can't. Fucking, they're too heavy.
They're full of cum.
It was a busy week this week.
And that's the other thing. Do you change the umbrella between clients, or does it just stack
how
up?
How often do you need a SWAT? I mean, dude. God.
Yeah. Yeah.
Come on, man.
But anyway, like for a minute, I'm like, oh my God, that's fantastic.
They're like the rain gutters for cum. Like, dude,
Yeah, so Chicky got got.
Both of you and guys got dude.
No,
you
no,
out
no,
there
no,
Googling
no.
shit.
But I got got for like a split second, and then I'm like, no way. This isn't true. Well, you got too. For a minute, you were like, you're like, hey, what?
Dude.
Oh, yeah, dude. Hook of lashes.
Wild. That is wild.
Right?
That's so funny, though.
What's that? That
fucking shit comes TikTok. Up talking about.
Did you know the history of fake eyelashes?
You know.
No, tell me.
You know. And then she blinks a few times.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Let me just tell you about these cumbrellas.
Why are you blinking so much, Chicky? Well, let me tell you.
Hey, cumberlina. Maybelline.
Yeah. Hysterical, dude.
You know, even though it's not true, I think I still want to make a documentary.
And I still want it on fucking Shark Tank.
And I want it on Shark Tank. And I want a documentary with the... Well, that would be part of the documentary. And she goes, I took it to Shark Tank and nobody believed in it. But we stuck to it.
We believed in ourselves.
We did. And, you know,
and our
here we are in 2021. And it's a booming business, this cumbrella thing. I just interview the hooker, the prostitute.
Uh-huh.
It'd be awesome. Like, there's old footage of her and her journey to
design
these things.
Dude, I'll tell you.
All shot on fucking, you know, silent film.
There's and then it goes through like the different prototypes, you know, and why each one failed.
Yeah.
But
these were too far apart.
Yeah,
come with dripping, still get in the eye. It they cut some of it, but not all of it.
So funny.
Yeah. So anyway, cumbrellas is not real, Hooter.
Guys on TikTok,
lest anyone be fooled.
And I bet you there's so many.
Oh, Chicky.
I mean,
spitting them out like fucking fake facts.
In so many houses.
Oh, yeah.
There's chicks talking.
Oh, there's people that didn't fucking look it up.
Oh, yeah.
Just
dropping
spitting it. Just spitting it out as fact.
At
the gathering.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know. You know the history of those, right?
Yeah, yeah.
That's why I don't wear them.
That's why.
I don't want people to think that, you know, I'm blocking the cum. I take the cum in the eye like a champ. My husband knows better not to put it in my eyes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I won't suck his dick if he does that.
Losers.
Mm-mm.
No, just kidding. Anyway, poor bastards.
What else is going on?
Dude, there's gonna be dudes who don't get to come on their chick's face, and they're gonna be like, "Well, I gotta find these bitches with the fucking umbrella, fucking eyelashes.
Come here."
Yoshiro say, "Come here."
Well, that one Yoshiro will be all on board for,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm. Just as long as there's no talking.
Oh shit.
That fool's face is fucking hilarious.
Yoshiro's?
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, you look at his face and you're like, oh, yeah.
Of course he said that.
Yeah, like, bitches' voices.
Oh, they
pierce
cringes.
That fool's ears. Did yeah, like
it hurts his ear.
Yeah.
For sure. He just doesn't want to hear nothing. Yoshiro.
In all the pictures, he's just like, ugh. You could tell, you could tell there was maybe like a chick photographer telling him how to pose, and that's why his face always looks
just
like that.
Angry, just
who gave this bitch
he
camera?
Probably, you know what? He probably he
who
probably
gave
just,
bitch camera?
He probably just makes noises when they say,
yeah. They fucking raise their hand or something, and he's just like, so. Funny, dude. Yoshiro. A hybrid of Yoshiro and Paul. Shut up, bitch. Shut up, bitch.
Paul in Chicago?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. Me say,
After a chick pitches her idea, what do you think, Yoshiro? Me think. Shut up, bitch.
Oh, me think. So goddamn toxic. Cancel! What happened?
Oh man!
I know you caught it, dude.
No.
Yeah, you did. Cause you said it too.
What? Canceled?
No.
I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
No, you do. Cause you said it.
You said it, dude.
Don't know what you're talking about.
So funny, dude.
I swear to God, I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh man, familia, let's get back on the road.
Okay, yeah, that's enough. Can we do something less toxic
this
here?
This fucking coffee always gets us fucking toxic. Up, huh? Yeah. Blame it on the coffee. Who am I, Ted Cruz, bro? Blaming my kids for shit?
Oh, my God. That's what the fuck I was going to tell you.
What?
So, I haven't been in the workforce in a long time.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Been self-employed for many, many moons.
Mm-hmm.
Why did I say many, many moons?
Moon water.
Many moon waters
mm-hmm.
have come and gone. And but anyway, there's now a lot of, you know, it used to be like when you got hired somewhere, mm-hmm. There was a lot of training that was done in order to, try to make the workplace safer, especially for women. There was a lot of sexual harassment back in the days. And there was a lot of, retraining that had to happen. Where like, dude, you can't just come up to this chick and say she looks hot. Oh, you look hot today, Mary. You know, that used to be a thing. Or, hey, give me some coffee toots. Used to be a thing.
Mm-hmm.
You want that promotion, Mary? You're going to have to suck this dick. Put on your
those knees.
Put on goddamn cumbrellas, mija, and come suck this dick if you want to raise. You know, that would happen. Yeah. And so there's a lot of training that happened.
Golden years.
Nice. You had to rewire motherfuckers' brains, you know?
Yeah.
And there's a lot of dudes that were really like, well, what the fuck, man? I can't even talk to chicks no more, man. This is fucking bullshit. You know, I'm going to get fired.
Can't compliment him.
Can't compliment him no more. Whatever, man. Fucking bitches. If I was hot, they'd take it. You know, so there's a lot of, like, resistance to this training.
Must be not getting fucked at home.
Shit, you haven't been fucked right. That's why you got a stick up your ass.
Yeah.
Funny as shit. You don't like guys? It's because you haven't had the right dick.
Yeah.
I'll fuck the gay out of you.
I'll fuck you right.
Yeah. So there's a lot of that craziness, right?
It's just I have a wife, so I can't bring you home with me. Otherwise, I'd probably fuck you.
But I'd fuck you in the car. anyway, so now it's expanding into making the workplace more inclusive with race.
Okay.
So there's a lot of training for people to not be racist.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Coca-Cola implemented this training that's on LinkedIn, available for everybody. It's of course on LinkedIn.
Of course.
I wrote the chick's name. Robin DiAngelo. Robin DiAngelo.
Mm-hmm.
Last week we talked about chest milk, right? And mm-hmm. how that's, a thing.
Yeah.
Now, Coca-Cola is doing this race training to make white people sensitive to white privilege so that they know that... The part of the training says that by age 3 or 4,
mm-hmm.
kids know that it's better to be white. Okay? They know this.
Wait. Who said that?
This
Robin?
Robin.
Yeah. And Robin is?
White.
Oh. Yeah.
Robin also says that, you know, she's afraid to go to places where there's a lot of, you know, blacks, which I think she's projecting that on everybody that's white. You know, I think she's racist, and she thinks everybody that's white is racist. But the end of the training, there's a lot of slides, right, with like information that you read. The last slide literally says, try to be less white.
No.
I swear to God, this is not cum lashes.
That's
or
so
cumbrellas.
Racist.
Try to be, in a nutshell here, to be clear, just so that we all understand, try to be less white, Karen.
Damn,
or
that's
Mary,
some...
whatever the fuck. Not Karen because of Karens.
Right. That's got to be the racist shit I've heard.
The most racist. Now, if somebody said...
be less black.
Or be less Mexican.
Right.
Which is close to home. You
right,
know?
Right.
I mean, I'm not going to just... but
be
yeah.
less Asian.
Be less... Yoshiro,
hey, Yoshiro,
can you be less Asian, bro?
Less Asian, bro?
And let these women talk.
Can you start using the words the and Yoshiro, please?
And I instead of me. Can you do that, Yoshiro? Thank you. Yeah, that'd be greatly appreciated. Thank you, Yoshi. Okay.
Be less you.
Yeah, be less Yoshiro, yes.
Yoshiro say no.
Me say no.
Shut up, bitch, Robin. Just makes zero sense, but everybody knows what he's saying.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. All his cronies know. All these, everybody above 70 is on his side right there, just cheering him on. He's the last one. He's gonna lead us to the promised land. He's gonna fight this.
Yoshiro.
Yoshiro. Okay, so the thing ends with try to be less white. And I'm like, are you crazy? Like,
and this
bro,
is from Coca-Cola?
Coca-Cola.
Jesus.
Yes. And I'm sure that's the only one. So somebody, I think it was a Latinxer within the company, put the shit on blast.
Yeah.
And said, hey, man, you know, I'm not white, but this shit ain't right here. This no good, he said. Hey, my friend,
hey,
this is no
amigo.
Good. Hey, mi amigo. They told me be less Mexican, and I try. But my friend here cannot be less white unless he goes get tan.
Amigos, this dope pineapple ice cream makes us talk like these.
Disneyland don't care about the bird room, just a Jungle Cruise and the pirates. So, can you make the parrots less Mexican?
Please.
Yeah, that one would be good. That would be good if we can make them a little less fucking poncho. Take the poncho out of the parrot. Thank you very much. That'd be greatly appreciated, Disney, you fucks.
What?
So anyway, but dude, how crazy it, what like is this real life right now? Is like how shitty must it feel to be and look, I'm not sitting here saying, oh, you know, there's no racism in the world, there's no problems with race, there's no this, there's no that, but to say that all white people are inherently racist and say try to be less white is complete bullshit.
Yeah,
I would be furious if somebody said to me, be less Mexican. If that thing ended by saying, hey man, can you try to be less black? You're being a little too black there, homie.
Dude, Coca-Cola would get canceled.
Bring it down a notch, yeah? Thanks, brother. Thank you, brother.
Brother.
Man. Thank you, brother man.
Oh,
it's greatly appreciated that you're being less black.
Dude, that black dude would have shoved every Coca-Cola can up their ass.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Fucking Mario Cruz said, be less China.
Bro, it's bananas. It's like, what is this real life right now? Is this real life? What, like, what is this? Like, look, and I'm not
like that shit, dude.
I'm not like, okay, look, I'm on board. Change is needed in a lot of areas. Like I said, a woman shouldn't go to work and have to fear that she has to suck a dick in order to get a promotion. That should never happen, right? And that training was necessary for a lot of crazy fucks that thought that was okay, right?
That gave promotions that way.
What's that?
That gave promotions.
Yeah,
that
exactly. I mean. And you know, you want that overtime? You're going to have to fucking fuck the chile. ¿Quieres overtime, María? No, pues tienes que chuparme la verga, mija. Yeah, that.
And there
that,
she got overtime.
Yes, and was able to pay the bills. But again, yeah, I'm on board. Change is needed. There's a lot of shit that needs to happen. But
you can't tell a race to stop, be less bro, of that race. That's
come on, man.
Bananas, dude.
Yeah, that's disgusting.
You know what's crazy, man? I feel like it just gets too extreme. But like white people, I don't know what the fuck happens, mm-hmm. but they get this crazy guilt mm-hmm. and think
white guilt.
They need to like
overcompensate
by
and
a
not
lot.
All white people. I'm not gonna. I don't want to like just do a blanket statement here. I don't want to put them all under an umbrella, right?
Yeah. All Mexicans eat burritos.
Correct.
And
talk like these.
And eat beans all day. And ride a burro.
I do eat beans.
And
not every day, but a lot.
Piñatas hang throughout our house for decoration.
Yeah. And it's always Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah.
And maracas.
And we have a grandma named Coco.
And we and a horny tía.
Most fools have a horny tía, though.
Who's your horny tía, Hooter? Tell us.
There you go. Yeah. But, dude, yeah, like this white guilt gets
out of control.
Out of control, bro. Yeah, like, they start getting these new ideas.
I'm sorry.
Wait, who is they? Hilarious.
Can you enjoy being white?
Dude, I'm
just enjoy it
and
enjoy
let
being
it
white.
Be known.
White people, stop it with the guilt.
If I was a straight white male, zero fucks, dude.
Oh, yeah.
And somebody told me to.
Where's my white privilege card?
Yeah. Dude.
Can somebody mail it to me? Where is it? Where's my great credit? I need my great credit and my white privilege
taking
card
a little
today.
Too long.
Today, yes. It's my third birthday. I know. It's long overdue, you fuck.
Yeah, dude, come on, man. Just be white, bro. Stick to the script, dude. Don't be saying shit. Don't be saying crazy shit like that, dude, because then everybody just...
Somebody needs to... Yoshiro, tell Robin to shut the fuck up. Where's Yoshiro when you need him?
Just revving up the engine.
Robin.
Robin.
Shut the fuck up, white devil.
Do those fools have a devil?
Huh?
Do those fools have a devil?
Who?
The Asians.
Do they have a devil?
Yeah.
Dragons.
Like, for example, in Buddhism, is there a devil?
I don't think so. There's a red dude. There's a red Buddha with horns.
It's the cholesterol in fucking Buddha, bro. It's the high cholesterol. That little fuck.
Yeah, no, I don't think they have a devil. They have a yin and yang.
But it kind of goes together, right?
Yeah, it just balances.
It's a balance?
Yeah, it's the balance of
there's some well-balanced motherfuckers, dude.
The Asians?
Oh, yeah. And Carson?
Except for Yoshiro. He has no balance.
Like, dude, I drive everywhere like a fucking piece of shit, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But I see so many Asians in Carson riding their bikes, bro.
Filipinos?
Old as shit.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if they're all Filipinos, but they be like, they go to Albertsons, they go to Ralph's, and they just stack the handlebars with the bags, you know? And it's fucking pretty inspiring, right?
That they ride bikes?
Yeah. Like, that's why they be living long, dude.
Oh, is that why they be living long?
And you know what's wild? Like, most of them smoke cigs and not give a fuck. Like, zero hands on the bars, smoking a cig, fucking just...
Pedaling. With bags right there.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, in Guatemala, they put shit on their head.
Like, yo, are we in the fucking Far East right now?
Oh, dude. Are we in Singapore? What's going on here? Where are we?
What'd you say Guatemalans be what?
Putting shit on their head and walking uphill. With a basket of tortillas.
They don't need tortillas.
Okay, pupusas. To all Guatemalans listening. Nice.
They don't need tortillas. Like the rest
pupusas.
Of that.
Pupusas.
The rest of the statement was all good, right? Like,
That's the one issue I had a problem with. Yeah, yeah. They don't eat tortillas.
What do they put in that basket? What do they eat? What do they eat?
They be eating fruit, no?
Bread.
Bread and fruit.
They love bread.
I always thought they had fruit. Like when I think of the people that be wearing fruit hats.
Cubans?
Oh, yeah, I guess so. Caribbean? But I always thought it was Guatemalans.
With the fruit hats?
Yeah.
Dancing with a pill. Yellow dress and just dancing with a fruit salad on their head.
With a fruit salad.
A-cha-cha-cha.
Hysterical.
Holy shit. Can you try to be less Guatemalan?
Can you please?
Can you take the basket off your head?
Can you take six items off the top of your head, please?
Can you just... God damn it, you're making me dizzy. You're making my neck hurt, lady. Can you take that baby off your head? You're so irresponsible. Take that baby sit off your head, lady. Thank you. Yes, be less Guatemalan. Appreciate it.
Listen.
Thank you so much. Yeah.
Can you get the deep fryer off of your head, please?
Can you get that pupusa comal?
Can you get the pupusa maker off of... your head.
Can you
and
get
it's
that
the lady's grandma?
Can you get Grandma Coco off your head, lady? Can you get your nana off your head,
please?
And be less squat?
Can you?
Thank you. Thank you.
Be less squat, bro.
Be less squatty. Quatty, 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 quatty.
Quatty, quatty, quatty.
Okay. Okay. The fact that a Guatemalan hasn't done that yet?
Quaddy, 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 quaddy.
You motherfuckers are sleeping.
They're too busy with too much shit on their head.
Put the pupusa down. Pick up a camera.
And be less quaddy, 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 quaddy.
Listen, you guat fucks. Instead of putting fruit on pupusas atop your head, one of you guys put lights, the other one put fucking cameras, get a 3-camera shoot, and fucking do guati, guati, guati. Dude, come on.
Come on, man.
Why?
We're giving you gems, guats.
Dude, when everybody says be less guati, we're telling you be more guati.
Be more guati. Can you be less Salvadorian? Put down the machete. Thank you. Thank you, Salvi. Can you be less Salvi? Yeah, no. Don't put chicharrón in the pupusa.
Salvi.
There you go.
Nah, guati works way better.
Way better. Guati. Yeah. Yeah. To our Guatemalans listening, we mean no offense. We're just saying, like Coca-Cola, be less guati.
Be less guati, please. Put the guat down.
Yeah. Take your nana off your head. Take that guati off your head. Oh my
so
God.
Offensive.
If anybody's still listening to us, if you're still here, thank you. We appreciate the love.
Boy, do you see eye to eye with Yoshiro. If you're still on the fucking, if you still hear us.
If you're still on the yo-yo-yo train. We don't mean no offense. We mean no offense.
Dude.
Oh, shit.
Guati, guati, guati. Dude, that's going to be stuck in my head.
Guati, 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 guati. I could say this because my chick's guati.
Are you kidding me? You have a free pass to say way crazier shit. I was on the fence, you know what I mean? I was like, dude, come on. You got a free pass, bro.
I got a free pass, you know? Yeah, no, I could say that. My chick is guati.
Here, let me get off her head so you can see her.
Yeah, she's 5 feet tall.
You know them guadis.
Come here, shoddy guadi.
You know what?
No, I don't know.
We've bashed a lot of people. What?
You know guat?
What?
What are you calling us? What are you saying?
Dude.
Oh, shit.
I feel
yeah.
We've hit a lot of races.
Oh,
but, yeah. Dude, the guats have lasted, what is this, episode 257 without getting anything?
They hadn't gotten anything.
So
it was
long overdue.
It's a guap that time.
It's a guap time.
It's a guap time. It's a
funny.
It's a great guap time to be alive. Guata.
Happy to hear one. Wow, dude.
I almost passed out.
Guata. Oh, okay. Wow.
When's the next full moon? I gotta make some moon guata.
Okay. Wow.
Okay.
Holy fuck.
Breathe, motherfucker. All right. Okay, at some point, we just tuned out all the listeners, and it's just, you know. It's pandemonium, man.
What kind of coffee is this? I'm telling you, it fucking happens every time.
Who said that?
Laura Lepe.
Laura Lepe said, what kind of coffee is this?
Yes.
It's
there you go.
Guatemalan blend. It's Guatemalan roast.
Oh my god, dude.
Oh shit.
That was so funny.
What's that?
Guata.
Guata. Okay.
Wow, dude, that was fucking funny.
How many episodes is that of Guata?
Dude, it's a long, I think like it's four or five.
At least, yeah. This might be my favorite guata.
Oh, dude, yeah, this was next level guata.
Mm-hmm. All right, what else is going on, Hooter?
Bro, dude.
Yeah. How's the kids?
Yeah, no shit.
Okay. What are they up to?
Bro.
Oh, shit.
Oh my god, dude. That was so fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
Even the Guatemalan fucking
shit on their head?
Yeah, yeah.
What?
Shit on their head. Yeah, dude, that was like 5 minutes of.
And listen, to all the Guatemalan. We have a lot of listeners in the country of Guatemala.
Yeah.
I know there's big fans of the Yo 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 podcast over there. They say, Vos. Vas a oír el yo-yo-yo?
El yo-yo-yo?
El yo-yo-yo?
Yeah, dude.
Yo-yo-yo, vos.
They have speakers on their hair fucking blasting the yo-yo-yo podcast. This was said not anymore.
God damn. Who said not anymore?
The Milanese Four.
The mayor of Guatemala.
Damn, dude. That was fucking hilarious, man.
Oh, dude. Well, at least to us it was. I don't know if it translated to the people listening.
You know what? That's fair.
Or who knows? But it made me laugh. So,
God knows.
You know, I needed that.
Quaddy, quaddy, quaddy.
How do you spell quaddy? G-U-A-T-E-E-E?
Oh, that'd be funny.
E-E-E-E. Three E's. Yeah. Whee! Guati.
Oh, my God, dude. That was so fun. That was insane, man. That was... Well, I feel like it's been a while since we've been on a roll of nonsense like that.
You know? What are you talking about? Every goddamn week.
No. But that was just fucking
and nonsense after on top nonsense. Of not
just stacking nonsense oh, dude, yeah, on these dude, fools'
I,
heads,
I,
bro.
I feel like I Ted Cruz myself. Can we take a plane to Guatemala?
Because we care.
Because we care.
Guatemala strong.
Guati strong.
Guati head strong.
They got some strong necks out in Guatemala.
They got some fucking ripped ass necks. Dude,
they're like the Hulk neck.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Look, somebody said last time was Poppy Patrol. The last time we had nonsense like that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you
this
see.
This was a lot of nonsense. Hey, dude, I think it started with the cumsicles or the, what is it?
Yeah.
Cumbrellas.
No, the five-part series that fucking Cheeky watched, dude.
The five-part documentary.
The five-part documentary. That shit had more episodes than the Cecil Hotel, bro.
All right.
So we signed up Mateito finally, bro.
Oh, yeah?
For school. Yeah, we finally got our shit together. Mm-hmm. You know what's hilarious? So there was a deadline. We made it the day before the deadline. Still making deadlines. That's not awesome. Even in school.
Nice. And when does he start? September?
September. And, he's got to get accepted into the bilingual prog.
He has to get.
We're going to find out, I think, in 12 weeks.
Does he get tested for that or does he have to do anything or is it just like
it's lucky.
The luck of the draw.
But.
Uh-huh. You have somebody on the inside?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's so funny because they were like, yeah, it's random drawing, blah, blah, blah. And then the lady goes on to say, does he have siblings in the program?
Yeah.
And she says, yeah, fucking Miki Ella, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And she's like, oh, Micaela Moreno. And Pilla said, yeah, that's his older sister. Mm-hmm. And she said, oh, how is she? And then she said, she's in blah, blah, blah's class. And she said, yes, she's doing well. She's gifted. She.
Who said that?
Pilla.
Oh, Pilla said that?
No. I'm just talking shit.
I thought the teacher said that.
No.
Okay.
And so then.
You bought her an iPhone?
Oh, yeah. Dude, so we're all hanging out.
Well, keep going with your story.
No. Fuck that, because then I'm going to forget. We're all hanging out on Saturday. Miki has a fucking iPhone. Who knows who she was borrowing to play a game or whatever. And my dad comes up to me and says, hey, did you buy Meeks an iPhone? And I said, bro, are you out of your motherfucking mind? You think I'd get a 7-year-old a motherfucking iPhone?
Well, to reward her for being freaking student of the month twice.
That's what my dad said. He was like, well, she's student of the month twice. I thought, I don't know, maybe you got her what she deserves. And I'm like, dude, come on, man. So
you attacked me.
Because
oh, I thought it was gonna get serious with you two. You guys were wrestling each other, and I go, no, he does that to me.
He abuses me,
but it's okay. He got me a beer after.
No. Oh, episode 257. Still, the phone is not on silent.
It's not on silent, like a crazy person. Now it is.
What's next? Oh shit! Hooters live. Okay, so so they're like, Micaela, blah blah blah, how's she doing? Oh, she's great, blah blah blah. And she said, oh, I better make a note of that.
Okay.
And then it was like, okay, well, that kind of gets rid of the randomness of this whole fucking program. You kind of just put a hole in your argument, right?
Okay.
Because why make a note?
Sure. I don't know.
So I'm assuming it'll to
is
be
a good note
to hook them up,
or well, they already got one. In
they
here.
Already got
don't
one. And they can't be, and there's a they still got another one left. So
who knows? Maybe is there a bilingual China program?
That'd be awesome. Yeah. And the girl kids don't get to learn how to talk. Yoshiro,
the president of the bilingual. Boys can talk.
Girls no talk.
Shut the fuck up.
Girls no talk.
Girls go learn basket weave. For Guatemalans heads.
Girls cook for boys.
Mini rice.
Yikes, dude.
Raw sushi. Be good, Geisha.
Dude. Yeah. So hopefully he gets in, you know, and I think he's going to kill it, dude.
Yeah. I mean, you know, he's got somebody that came before him that's basically giving him a little blueprint, you know. He sees what she's been doing. I think it gets easier. I think when you're the first one in, it's a lot harder.
Now you got to break down all the fucking...
All that shit, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think it's... By the time Micah comes around, I think Micah's going to benefit the most from learning from both of those monkeys.
Maybe. He's the wild card, bro. I think he's just going to fucking...
What do you mean the wild card?
Like, he's going to be... The goose is loose, bro. Like, he is not going to give a motherfuck about anything.
Why do you say that?
He just has that personality. Like...
Diving head first.
And he don't want to learn. Like, he wants to learn when he wants to learn, bro.
He's on his schedule.
It's on his time. Mm. And even, like, you ask him to do something, and, bro... He walks around the living room probably 5 times before going to do what you asked him to do.
Is he just thinking about how he's going to do it, maybe?
Because he's processing a fucking asshole.
No, he might be processing it.
Nah, dude, because I'll fucking throw something at his ass. And boy, does he run to go get that shit done. And it's like, hey, asshole, what the fuck? You know when else he runs? If Mateo wants to go do it for me. Then, oh, it's a fucking race. But if it's not for that, dude, they're in school. Yeah. He's fucking kissing Mateo and shit. He's fucking like, hey, let me see your face. And Mateo's like, Micah. And he won't let him fucking concentrate on the class. Asshole.
Now, isn't he in the same class?
Yeah.
Oh.
They sit next to each other.
Wow.
Maybe he's the wild card, dude. But you know what? Boy, is he balanced.
What do you mean?
So I've been smoking meats. I did it 3 times this last week. And I put my grill or the smoker in the front yard because the kids...
The front yard.
Yeah. Because the kids, like... are so big on riding their scooters or bikes on the street. Like, they think that's just the dopest shit, right? And of course, I can't just
let them
send them. And so, since I got to stay out there on top of the fire and shit, I'm like, fuck it. I'll put it up in front so that I could watch you guys play Frogger, you know?
And the neighbors can see my skills.
Yeah. So the neighbors could be asking, what you smoking over there?
What you smoking over there, neighbor? Just some meats,
bro. And this fucking kid. I don't know how. I don't know what the fuck. But his balance is next level, dude. Like, scooters, fucking skateboards, whatever you put him on. Not only can he balance, but he fucking hauls dicks, dude.
Really?
Like, he'll fucking go on the scooter and he'll just be kicking, right? Picking up speed. And he fucking does these turns. I don't know how the fuck he doesn't go flying. But, dude, it's incredible to watch. We had like a little trick competition, right? To whatever you could do with your whatever, you know. So Miki was on her bike and she used one hand, right? And so then Mateo didn't do shit. He just kind of rode around, you know. And fucking Micah picked up his hand and put one leg over the handlebar and fucking kept going. And I almost
on
dropped
the scooter.
Yes, and I almost dropped the phone. I said, "Holy fuck!" Right? And the other kids were like, "Fuck that! I'm gonna try it too." Right? Ate shit. Both of them ate shit. And I said, "Micah, how the fuck?" I said, "Micah, do that shit again." Okay, yeah. And he fucking does it. Puts the leg over. one hand. I said, dude, this fucking kid's Evel Knievel, bro. Like, how the fuck?
Extreme sports.
Dude, over this here. Kid's going to fucking jump over cars
He's
next.
He's going to be like, sponsored by Red Bull next week.
Yeah, dude.
This kid has wings.
It was insane. The fucking, he'll go and he'll put like the bar, push it up on his belly and go like Titanic on these motherfuckers. Like, just, you know? Insanity. Insanity. Wow. Yeah. Beto Duran came over one day and he saw this fucking kid just hauling dicks and making crazy turns, right? He was like, bro, that's the one. I said, what the fuck are you talking about? He was like, go all in on this one. Athletically.
Fuck the other ones.
Yeah. He was like, bro. Yeah, okay.
Yoshito say.
Yeah, okay, whatever. Meeks fucking scored a few buckets. Fuck that. He was like, that's the one.
Huh.
I said, all right, well.
Well, there you go. You heard it here first from Beto. Oh, shit. Fucking Beto.
Fucking Beto Vision, dude.
Mm-hmm.
I need to fucking respond to him. He's texted me a few times, and I...
Oh, my God.
I'm just too busy smoking, bro. You know, I hear man. You. Yeah, you, but you he know. Doesn't get it.
Well, you know, he's busy doing Beto things, too.
Dude, he sent me a picture of a place selling... Filet-O-Fish sandwich
for Good Friday.
Yeah, for like $1.50.
$1.50.
Yeah.
Are you smoking fish for Fridays?
Oh, dude.
You don't eat meat. Did you smoke on Friday? You fuck.
I smoke.
Did you eat meat on Friday?
I'm sure I did, dude.
So
I'm trying to think what I did on Friday, but I'm sure I ate.
Mm. So you're not doing the Lent.
Oh, dude, I tell you what I am doing, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Auditioning.
Oh.
NBD, bro.
Oh.
I mean, hello. Is your boy a triple threat? I mean, I'd say. Can your boy do stand-up? Check that off the list.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Can your boy do auditions, acting? I mean, what kind of depth does he have? Who knows?
Can he balance shit on his head like a guati?
Guati, 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 guati.
What do you mean triple threat? What's the third?
Dude, I be singing.
Oh.
I be dadding.
Oh.
I be, you know.
That's a quadruple threat.
Oh, dude, I'm fucking just a quadruple double. I mean, Magic Johnson.
Style.
Who? Yeah, dude, you know me.
So you're doing auditions now?
Yeah.
Okay.
And
how many have you done?
Thanks to your lovely co-host from No Te Asustes, Liz.
Yes.
She came over to help me do this audition.
She's a good acting coach, to be honest.
And dude,
big props to Elizabeth Covarrubias.
I showed her my skills and she almost passed it. She was like, dude.
You got it.
You've got it,
kid. Your dad should have gone all in on you. You're the one.
I don't know what you have, but you definitely have it.
Oh. Yeah, that's what she said.
That's what she told me.
Are you making that up?
And no.
Oh.
No, no.
Okay.
And I said, oh, come on, Liz. And she said, no.
Oh, come on, man.
Yeah, I said, no, no, no. Come on.
Come on, man.
I said, don't be gassing me up, Liz. And she said, no. She said, shh. And she shut me up.
She Yoshiro'd you?
She
Yoshiro'd me, dude.
And I said,
that Yoshiro lives in you.
Dude, she... I'm a financial advisor.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, dude. How did we forget that?
Dude,
to the moon.
It's fucking... Dude. And she was like, no. You have it.
Okay.
But did my audition one take.
Oh.
Yeah.
One take, Timmy.
Honestly, it took longer to set up the camera and lights. Before
you nailed it.
Yeah.
All right. Nailed it like the Romans nailed Jesus.
And it was the week of Good Friday, so it was
a good day.
Just timing was next level.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, I'm just kidding, dude. I sucked dick.
Oh.
Yeah. Acting is hard.
Oh.
harder for others.
You don't say.
Harder for others, you know?
Uh-huh.
And you've been auditioning.
I have.
For quite some time now.
I haven't got any callbacks, but yes, I have been submitting.
But you've been auditioning.
Oh, dude, I've been grinding. I just don't, you know, I don't. Hashtag humble.
Yeah, you don't blast it, dude. You know, yeah, I get my first one. Here I am.
There you are.
Talking, blasting it.
Like you've been doing this forever. I've been auditioning.
Oh, dude, I'm a vet, bro, when it comes to this acting shit. Mm-hmm. No, dude, so she comes over, right?
Mm-hmm.
And up until this point, I feel like.
You're ready.
Dude, let's go. You know? Okay, you want to know how far I was in my head?
No. You had already freaking nailed the part. You thought you had a callback?
No. I was going to call her.
And say, I don't need you?
I was going to send her a video and say, hey.
What do you think?
No need, right, for you to come over? I mean.
I don't want to waste your time, lovely lady.
Dude, that's how.
Confident
and up my ass I was, right? And so she comes over and she's like, okay, go for it. Just go for it. Show me what you got so far. And I fucking fumbled.
Yeah.
First play of the game. Fumbled.
Okay.
First two words, I fuck them up. And I say, oh, fuck me. And her eyes got really big, right? And she was like, I say, yeah, I fucked that up. Let's redo that. And she say, you know, you're really lucky that it's COVID times and you could do this way, because if you would have gone to a real audition and done that and then said fuck me, they would have probably said, okay, thank you, next, and also let you know that was very inappropriate. And I said, wow,
fuck me.
Yeah.
Well, fuck me.
Well, fuck them.
Well, they were going to miss out on these skills. And so I said,
No.
That was part of my depth.
Oh, that's nice. Did you see my range?
No, dude. And when she said that, I was like, holy fuck, bro. Like, she is 1,000% right. I mean, who am I? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Fucking Will Smith.
Scooter Moreno.
Yeah. Will Smith. Oh, can we run those lines back? You know what I mean? Like, really, dude?
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of opened my eyes and humbled the fuck out of me, because I was like, bro, I ain't shit. And I was nowhere near ready or prepared. Mm-hmm. And I felt like a piece of shit, to be honest.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And so it took 2 hours.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And guess how long the video was, including, what is it, the slides?
Slate.
Huh?
Mr. Pro. What is the slides? Huh?
Usually my assistant does it for me. No, dude, including the slate,
mm-hmm.
Guess how long?
I'd say maybe a minute.
56 seconds.
Wow. So it took you
2 hours.
2 hours for 1 minute, mm-hmm. out of 2 hours. Could you, I mean, and it's so crazy because everybody looks at acting and they think it's, I could do that. I want to do that.
Yeah.
It is. It's an art, dude. And people work their asses off, mm-hmm. and study their asses off and read lines constantly.
Yeah.
Constantly reading lines. And
you got to be in the right headspace, dude.
Correct.
You got to be mentally.
You got to train to do that.
Strong.
You know, yeah, you can't just put yourself in that headspace. You have to train to put yourself in that headspace. You have to study. Again, nobody looks at a surgeon and says, I could do that.
Right.
You know, but right. Comedians and actors, for some reason, any monkey looks up and says, oh, I can do that. And it's like, no, you monkey. It's an art form.
It's hard talking about Guatemalans and putting shit on their head, bro.
You think it's easy making up shit about the Guadis? Bro, this shit takes talent.
Bro, you think anybody could just quote Yoshiro for a fucking hour and a half?
Bro.
Dude, but it kind of.
Do you like it?
It was okay. So I was making fun of myself and kind of making fun of you because, and Pilla, because I, as wacky as I sound on here, and like maybe if people have seen me at a show, I maybe it looks like I'm super wacky, wacky morning zoo. You know what I mean? But
wacky, wacky morning zoo.
Yeah. Fucking cowbell and shit.
How about you?
But I don't, like, when I think of myself, I don't see myself as that person. You know what I mean? Like, on an everyday level, like, if I'm just meeting somebody, like, I'm not the loudest dude in the room, I feel. I'm not, like, if it's just two, three, four of us, then I'm probably the loudest one. But, like, in a group setting, mm-hmm. I'm not that guy, I feel, you know? And you got to be different. Like, you're being someone that's not you. And I get it. Like, I told you and I told Pilla, I was like, I felt awkward the whole time because it was something that I wasn't being. And both of you guys said the exact same thing. Well, yeah, that's fucking acting, asshole, right? Mm-hmm. Which, I get it. It's acting, but it's a fucking awkward feeling, dude. Like, that's not you, but you're pretending that's you.
Sure.
And it weirds me out. Like, I feel awkward the whole time.
So, yeah, dude, like, reading lines that somebody wrote for you and believing them mm-hmm. is a challenge mm-hmm. for sure. Mm-hmm. You know, believing them. And there's a clip, this one actor just breaking down a scene, right? And he's like, he's breaking it down line for line. And he's like, right here, you read it and it just says this. He goes, but what it's really saying is, and then he just goes into this like long ass explanation. That one line took him a minute and a half, 2 minutes to even begin to break it down mm-hmm. into a way where you're like, oh my God, he's saying all that with those words. Mm-hmm. These words mean way more than the words themselves. And I think you start hearing all these different approaches to acting from different people, different schools of thought and different methods. Everybody uses different methods. Everybody does this, everybody does that. And, you know, when you're fortunate enough to find somebody that can coach you in those ways, that's like a good coach in anything. You know, there's somebody who just puts on a hat and says, let's go play basketball. And then there's somebody who says, no, this is how you dribble. This mm-hmm. is how you shoot. This is how you this. Mm-hmm. This, you know, and until you find that, you know, because somebody can just sit there and say, hey, read this line. And you read the line and they're like, oh, good job. And then there's somebody who can help you really break it down and bring out the best performance from you. But again, you have to put in that work. You have to. A lot of people rehearse those lines for weeks mm-hmm. before they deliver, months sometimes before they deliver them. To think I'm just going to get this fucking paper and read it and I'm going to kill it mm-hmm. is extremely asinine.
Oh, yeah, dude. And what's crazy
and super pretentious.
Yeah. And what else? They're just gonna keep burying me with fucking insults, but dude.
Guadi guadi guadi.
So she's
how's the episode not gonna be called Guadi?
Oh dude.
It's Guadi.
Yeah.
G U A T E E E.
She showed me the first video.
Guadi or just Guadi?
Guadi.
Just one
Guadi. Oh, Guadi, Guadi, Guadi.
That would be funny. Guadi, 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 Guadi. No, just one
Guadi. That's a lot of Guadi.
It's a lot of Guadi.
That's one too many Guadis.
That's, it's like.
Build the wall.
Yeah. way too many Guadis. Can you just be less Guadi? Anyway, go ahead. She showed you?
Oh, she showed me the first video and the one that we submitted. And it was just,
what do you think?
Yeah. And it was a world of different. I mean, dude, what I thought I was
what you thought
killing it uh-huh. in was nowhere near that video that I submitted. And, dude, the video was.
Can you imagine if you would have put in a week of that work?
Oh, dude.
And do you see what I'm saying?
You know what was crazy? Like,
or a month.
Yeah.
And a lot of times you don't get the sides until they're due a couple of days from.
You know what's bananas?
Sometimes you got to do it like a cold read, like, boom, right here, let's go.
I'm trying to fucking memorize these lines. And I realized up until this point, like, I always knew I lived in a fucking crazy house. But up until this point, dude, there is no more than 2 minutes without somebody screaming in my house.
Well, that's I find that hard to believe because there is nap time.
Dude, okay. While my kids are awake.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
There is no more than 2 minutes of silence.
What about when they're in school?
Even then.
Yeah.
These fucking assholes are screaming or Pilla is screaming at them to pay attention to the teacher.
Okay.
Bro, if it's not the kids screaming, it's Pilla screaming at them or me screaming at them, because those 2 minutes of silence could have easily been filled with me screaming at either Pilla or the kids. Bro, I live in a fucking
zoo.
And it was so hard to memorize this shit.
Wow.
The times that I did, I was in the car driving.
Blaming the kids like Ted Cruz.
Yeah. And dude, when Liz was going to help me, I told Pilla, like, hey, man, I got a big audition. Honestly, don't even know why they're making me audition, but.
But I have to go through the motions.
Got to go through the motions at this point.
You know how it goes. Politics.
I love when people say politics, but you know, like,
it's just the politics.
It's the politics. I don't like to get involved in the politics.
But, you know.
But, you know, you have to play into them. So she's like, okay. And she's like,
did you get the part? No, it was a political move.
It was a political thing. Some other guy fucking, you know. The politics. The whole politics of it. So she goes to her parents, right? And Liz gets there and she's like, are your kids here? And I'm like, Liz, it's fucking dead silent. You think there's kids here? You think I have that kind of control over my kids?
And you she's think like, I Yoshiro these fucks?
And she's like, oh, good, because we're going to need a lot of quiet for a while. And I said, oh, okay, thank God I got rid of these little fucks then. And, dude, yeah, it took 2 fucking hours. And I was playing this part where I got to be overly excited to teach, which, again, not me, bro. Like, even when I'm teaching Meek's math, like, I'm not, there's two bunnies over here, and if we get rid of a bunny and this one goes to eat a fucking carrot, how many bunnies are left? You know? I'm not that. It's, hey, Meeks, there's fucking two bunnies. One goes to eat. How many stayed to not eat?
One.
Okay. You know?
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't need to be. And so she was like, you need to be more. And I'm like, Liz, this is literally everything I'm not.
This is the antithesis.
And she's like, it's acting. And I'd fuck up lines and that was it, bro. Like,
you'd fall apart.
I'd fall apart. Mm-hmm. And she was like, stop doing that. Muscle through it, dude. As long as you get the fucking point across, it doesn't matter whether you fumble words. But since I memorized the words, I knew when I'd fuck up. And it was just an avalanche after that, bro.
You like, just couldn't hang.
I couldn't. And after we were
Amateur.
Done, it was only. Rookie!
Oh, young Huta.
Bro. And after those 2 hours, bro, I was fucking exhausted.
Oh.
Like, how I didn't collapse on stage. Nice. No, dude.
It just, I was drained. I left it all. There was nothing left to give.
And you know what's fucking hysterical, right? Because it called for like a hey moment at the beginning, you know? And she says, okay. Do you want to try walking into the camera?
Yeah.
And I said, oh, no, Liz. And she started dying, right? She's like, oh, my God. That's exactly what your dad tells me. And I said, no way. She was like, I always tell him, you're not just going to show up on camera. You have to walk into the scene. And he always tells me, no, I'm not going to do that.
I know.
So
just going to appear like a genie.
It's not my problem. This is the director's problem.
Let them figure it out. I read the lines. They do the director. Do the lines? Okay. Do I got to do the set design too? What else do I have to do?
Costume?
Catering? Do I got to feed these monkeys? Huh? Where do we draw the line here? Oh, Jesus.
Bro. Mm-hmm. And yeah, dude, by the end, I was fucking drained. And how dare you talk shit? Because she always says after she's done coaching you, you say, man, I need a nap.
I don't say that. I say I need a sandwich, but not a nap. I got to eat. That took a lot out of me. Dude, no, it is. Did she tell you, oh, you put in some work? Did she tell you that?
No, she said...
So proud of the work you put into the Hooter.
Dude, because I was cussing up a storm. Every time I messed up, uh-huh. I'd cuss it
you
up.
You cuss right? all the time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And she said, and so she, I don't know why, but she started cussing like a lot, you know? Mm-hmm. Like when I'd stop, she'd be like, keep fucking going. I'd be like, whoa, Liz, hey.
Watch your mouth.
Watch your mouth, Liz, jeez. And so she was like, one time she caught herself. She's like, I don't know why I cuss so much. She was like, there's something about you, your dad, and like Willie Barcena. They bring it out of me. And I said, oh no, I just got lumped in with those two maniacs, bro. Are you telling me I too am a fucking maniac? Great.
Oh, that's funny. Got lumped in with Barcena
and Moreno.
And you. Your dad, you fuck.
I'm one of you guys, dude.
Oh, Guadi. Guadi, you know.
Guadi, you know.
Don't forget, guys, we not so fast in Baja California. Hey. April 10th, get your tickets.
Jesus gets here a week before, so.
Jesus gets here a week before. The stymie will be here, so don't be fretting about money. Besides, once you get your miracle prayer candle, it'll be multiply whatever you spend on your trip. It'll work wonders for you.
So fun.
And I hope everybody's staying freaking, you know, don't be afraid. If the vaccine comes your way, don't be afraid. You know, there's people that are still afraid of the vaccine, Hooter.
I know, dude.
Are you ready to get shot up?
No.
No. Why?
Because there's already a shortage. I don't want to take it from
somebody
that needs it.
I don't know. They said that by the end of April, they'll have enough for everybody. Everybody. They're ordering a shit ton more right now.
Oh.
Yeah. I just got off the phone with
them. I was just about to say, did you get off the phone with Pfizer, bro?
Ted Cruz. He's going to be passing out vaccines like water. Vaccine strong. He's going to Cancun.
COVID strong.
He's going to Cancun to get more Pfizer vaccines. I think I'm ready. I'm ready to get shot up. I'm not going to fight it. Let's go.
That thing's the least of your
worries.
Yeah,
dude. Like, you know, all these people that have done all kinds of craziness and also, oh, I'm worried what's in it. Shut the fuck up. I mean, if you've been a saint your whole life, I get it. But
and even know, then.
Yeah.
You know. Even if you have been a saint, you've done some nasty shit.
Dude, like, how many people I've raw-dogged?
Yeah.
You know? And I didn't catch nothing. Be afraid of the vaccine. All right. That's enough. I think I'm... You got anything else?
No, that's it.
All right. Thank you guys for tuning in to another episode of the Yo-Yo-Yo podcast. Asians, Guatemalans, Salvadorians, we love you, fuckers.
White people, please be less white.
Try to be less white.
Listen to Robin from Coca-Cola.
She's not from Coca-Cola. Who knows what? Yeah, white people, just be white. Mexicans, be Mexicans. And Guadis, yeah, you know what? Forget what we said.
Coca-Cola is going to tell their polar bears to be less polar bearish.
Dude, those polar bears are white. They're going to have to go get grizzlies.
Yeah. Mix it up with some grizzlies and black bears. Coca-Cola, how
can
about
we get
that?
Some black bears in here in the mix?
Do black bears not deserve Coca-Cola? What the fuck?
Yeah. Yeah, so, and Guadis, keep being Guadi. You know, balance shit on your head. Don't listen to us.
Head game strong.
Head game strong. Guadi, 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 Guadi. All right, that's enough.
Go on YouTube, subscribe, Martin Moreno. Catch all
the nonsense.
The nonsense on there. If you don't want to listen, you could go watch over there. Or if you don't want to watch, then you could just listen on everywhere podcasts are available. Don't forget to rate and review on iTunes because that shit really helps us out. And that's it, dude. I think I own the drive just a little bit. I